Everyone gathered here, well-being and prosperity as a welcome and greeting. And on top of that, Rinpoche would like to add the wish, the wishing prayer, that your knowledge deriving from listening, knowledge deriving from reflection, and knowledge deriving from meditation will grow and increase further and further. So Rinpoche has not been to Poland earlier, but since you have requested him so earnestly to come, he is very happy to be able to come now and be here for the first time and make some start in Poland. It is for the sake of sentient beings who are countless in their number, as space is limitless in its extent, that we are to achieve the complete and perfect level of precious Buddhahood, which does not fall into either extreme of conditioned existence or the pacification of nirvana. And in order to achieve this, it is necessary to listen, reflect, and meditate on genuine teachings. And to do this, to perform this activity with such an intention, is to develop the bodhicitta. And it is this intention which Rinpoche asks us to bring to this activity and begin with here. So there is no need to have any doubts about whether we can accomplish Buddhahood or not. And the reason why we don't have to have any hesitation about that is that all sentient beings have within them the seed of the state of complete bliss, or what is called the seed of Buddhahood or the Buddha nature.
Mm-hmm.
And what is this Buddha nature that is in all sentient beings? It is the very nature of our own mind, the basic, our own basic mind. And that basic mind can be described as empty in essence. So its essence is emptiness, and its nature is luminosity. So this basic mind, which is luminosity and emptiness inseparable, is our own natural state of being. So, even though the basic nature of our mind is the Buddha nature, nevertheless, that is covered over or obscured by superficial stains. And these superficial stains need to be removed. The superficial stains themselves are like the situation of not recognizing that one is dreaming. That's the kind of imperfection that these superficial stains are. Then how can one remove this kind of imperfection, which is like a dream not recognized? The means that are provided for removing those stains are listening to teachings which one has not heard before, and then having heard them, reflecting over their meaning, until one arrives at certainty in one's understanding of the meaning, and that certainty is complete in the sense that there are no more doubts or hesitations about what the teaching means. And with that certainty, one then meditates, or rests in meditation within the meaning of the teaching. This is the way to remove the imperfections that are preventing us from contacting or manifesting our own basic Buddha nature. There are no other means. Any other sort of means that one might try don't work. That is why the process of listening, reflecting, and meditating has been provided as the method for directly manifesting that natural state which belongs to each of us.
Chu tam che yu jin ten de zo zam re. Di se na, kor wa tan yang yin de bu chu tam che ten yu men na wa re. sepa kamsung korwa la tene nama mandava na zoba yagre korwa nama na zoba teya jujin tenjum zoba nama re jujik tan jin jik la tende nama yarwa mare jujik tan jin jik la tende nama yarto mare jujin tenjum zoba nama re korwa nama tela Tene nyerwa yata tundru sona, tene nama nyerwa donga ja nama yorwa re, tenyang tenjong ka nama re, le nyerwa tenjong ka nama re. Lata matan thori, lata matan lama yin sona, thori la nekab je deva nama, jipu nama, nama zangbo yorwa re, tenyang tene juchin tenjong so ka nama re. Tsuhu tene Gave a lay Latin the Somali, gave a lay Namia, Eugene Tinjong Soko Namari. They gave the young England there, now a Madava Nazo by Eve, Yandaja Nama Namjang, and the Eugene Tinjong Soko Namari. Dor Dunam Konda Jiju Tampi, Eugene Tinjong Soko Namari. Then I Tandana saw Nanda Pauline a lay. Jiran su ju la gabo se peba se ni yong tene kamba tiga nagam chung chung nana nga zon zo ju kheba te ya tene ju jin ten chung zo pun na wale kato zon kwa zon na ta ya puti
So if we were to consider the whole matter from the point of view of the knowledge that was taught in the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma, there all phenomena, both the phenomena of samsara as well as the phenomena of nirvana, were taught to derive from an accumulation of interrelated causes and conditions. So any phenomenon that appears is a mere appearance due to the interplay of causes and conditions. One cause and one condition is not enough to produce an experience or an appearance. It takes an interplay of countless causes and conditions working together in order to produce an appearance. For example, the beings who are in the three lower realms, the hell beings and the hungry spirits and the animals, are experiencing negative type of appearances, the type of experiences which produce a great deal of suffering. And the reason that they're experiencing that kind of a realm is because of the negative karma which produced a series of interrelated causes and conditions that gave rise to such appearances. And in the higher realms, among the gods, the half-gods and humans, the appearances are positive. It's a very pleasant and enjoyable type of appearances that we experience, appearances of happiness. These also were produced through an interplay of causes and conditions, in this case, through the interplay of virtuous karmic activity, karmic actions. And similarly, the type of experiences that one has, or the type of appearances that are encountered upon attaining nirvana, are also produced through an interplay of causes and conditions. So in general, we can say that any appearance experienced, or any experience that is encountered by a mind, is produced through this kind of interplay of causes and conditions. And Rinpoche also gave the example of the fact that he has arrived here in Poland because of your invitation, and that after he arrives, we meet here in this shrine room, and you express your happiness that he has come. This also has been produced through an interplay of causes and conditions.
Lama chikola ya ra leba mare, loma la tingo. Loma yang tene teba ta tebe loma mambo chona, tene chunyame yabo zo tugre, chunyame sepa la tujin sangre yang, loma tabe na chikpo chik yina, tene yang chuje chome na chunyame yabo shiga mare, te te tamje yang chujin tete sopa na mare. Lama dan Loma told the children in the Batea, in the Jutin Tendis of the Nama.
For the practice of the sacred Dharma, this net or network of interconnections is also required. In other words, an interplay of causes and conditions is needed in order to be able to practice Dharma. One student alone is not enough. The student all by himself is not enough to practice Dharma. The Lama is also necessary. The Lama by himself is not enough. The student is also necessary. The two student and Lama must come together in order for their any sort of practice of Dharma to be able to take place. So it requires a student who has faith, and when many students with faith gather, then this produces a situation where it is possible, in working together with the Lama, to practice the Dharma properly. So all of this depends on this network of causes and conditions.
La practic.
Ne loma mambo nyam do chope tende tele ne ba kimbu yere. Kare se na. Ne chu loma nam cho de chu ne ba de de ba hira chun du som na ra ne ba de. Kahe la de ba chuk kimbu yere. Kahe la chun du chuk kimbu yere. Kahela hirab yabu yere, deba hirab zundu som sopa loma mambo sopa kapso, tene chunyam zu lembala nirba tembo. Tambu chule tusam gomsom sepala, tene nirba tembo ingri. Kamba dinana, lo mambo panna, lo rire la wu rire yere, wu nyambo so on, tene sarpo chakri. Lo, light.
All
right. Hakosumane. Then nagi. Loma tezun hirat tan denba mambo sopa tenbe ce tene chu nyamden yabu tabayi tuye tenyan tenbe zinan vay Loma chu nyemba bu loma tenbe zinan vay.
So when many students gather together, then the practice of Dharma acquires great power. There is an ability to practice Dharma manifests very strongly, because in listening to Dharma and putting that into practice, the three special qualities of faith, diligence, and intelligence are required in the student. And when many students come together, then for some, faith will be a very strong quality. For some, diligence will be very strong. and others may be very intelligent. So in working together in their practice of Dharma, then this gives the practice great power and potential. And Rinpoche compared it to when we all come, when we all gather in this house, then since it's evening, it's starting to get dark, then we need light. So we don't have just one single lamp over in the corner somewhere, but there are many lamps. And this gives the light more power, as it were, to penetrate the whole room and benefit everyone here. So it's the same way when students come together and their various positive qualities interact and give the practice its potency. So in this way, the practice of Dharma also depends on the interplay of causes and conditions.
Then on the young Loma turned to Chambu Jin Kahila, turned to Chambu, turned to Chambu Jin, turned to Latente, young Loma Jin, that is Okanga, turned to Chendro, they turned to Chitendra. Loma Kahi loved on a Kawaya by Hirap Chambu, Hirap Chambu Jin, Hirap Jitobje, Loma Jinda, Hirap young Chirndo, to some Gombe Hirap Prabala Kawaya, Hirap Chirndo. This on the then to Deba here up turn to the tenders in our. Deba here up turn to the tenders in tenders and penna, then damage in your mean the tenders in our. Yapon Pelly. Take
some.
Oh, yeah.
So when many students come together, then these three basic qualities that are so important for the practice of faith. In diligence and intelligence work together in the sense that those students who have faith as their strongest quality, this tends to influence the other students and increase their faith, strengthen the faith of all who are present. And in a similar way, there will be some who are very diligent and work very hard at their practice, and this also will tend to influence all the rest and increase their diligence. And in the same way, there are some who are very inspired about doing the studies and who enjoy study and who have this capacity of intelligence very strong. This will also be catching. It will influence the quality of knowledge and the inspiration to study also in the other students. So in this way, the the appearance of or the manifestation of faith, diligence, and intelligence is an interplay of causes and conditions which strengthens the appearance of those causes and conditions that produce Dharma practice.
Tendri de nama yapo da zambu kya ya ke jo zambu drobare ta dekpa pang geva drobate dekpa pang goya te dekpe jo tendri de nama ngayba kya ya nyewa yeda tundu lachi na tendri malam dukya tama na yin tendri de nama dukya re to tendri de nama ngayba da dobu kya ya ke jo dekpa pang de tendri de nama zambu kya ya ke Then it tender nemai kaya ke jopa, tender zambu kaya ke jopa. Thanks one.
Dambe chun yam
yam ne seba.
Seba la.
Re. Thanks one.
Chiksen a yapo de maso.
Dambe chun yam ne se de depa pan geva dogbo gdoa.
No.
Depa pan wa te depa Nami je tender neba khagre tender jina neba khaya de jo te papa tender jina zambo khaya de jo keva do pa ha tiso ha tiso
tiso
oye
So in order to practice Dharma properly one must One must abandon or relinquish negative action and practice positive action or virtue. And the reason for that is that negative actions strengthen the, or they produce the kind of interrelated causes and conditions which produce negative experience, such as the negative experiences that are undergone in the lower realms, like the hell realm, for example. And these kind of experiences are like having a nightmare. So through doing negative action, it produces nightmarish kind of experience. So that has to be one has to get over that, or outgrow it, or get beyond that point in order to practice Dharma properly. And in order to get beyond it, one must practice positive. Not only give up a negative action, but practice positive, because the positive actions will create a positive set of experiences, which strengthen the practice of Dharma. So in this way, the interrelated causes and conditions produced by giving up negative action and accomplishing positive accompanies the practice of the Dharma, or encourages it.
Dhamba gomba, nyingye gomba, sanchuk, the same gomba teso, tene yindon drupe, tende de nama kharve, जो काची की तरह संभव नहीं जैसे संजुक जैसे भी आपको कोना तो ने सिंचिंग जो तों से बंता ये पे सिंचिंग जो तों से पे तो ने तेरे जो नाम या बुझा ने चरण सो तंदान दी जैसे लाले लोग जों जो वाले इंदो न्यामिंग जो वाले इंदो तो सो हिंदो तो पे तेरे जो नाम या बुझा या के जुटी न्यामिंग जो वाले
In the Mahayana, the most important cause strengthening the manifestation of those causes and conditions which produce the proper type of practice are loving kindness, compassion, and bodhicitta. And In this connection, you have been studying the 37 practices of Bodhisattva, and this type of study, this particular text, is very influential in producing the right kind of causes and conditions for the practice.
Dharma pata tumba nyingi gomrem tene lobjong se gomgo yore Kusu tamche karre se na Trupa tende de nama jujin ki pare Dharma pata trupa jujin te Trupa yang Jodan kin la ra le pare Jodchik tan kin chik la ra le pa mare Trupa jujin je Trunanga nama kaya la jujin gogo re Trupa jujin ki pata vare dame bata toba ni gomba la
de trupe trupe jujin
hi kwa de trupe jujin hi tsana tene trupe na ma kyeru vale
la You have also been studying the teachings on non-self and on the emptiness. And it's necessary to habituate oneself to non-self and to the emptiness, to get used to them through meditation. And the reason for that is that non-self and emptiness is what is able to destroy delusion. And delusion, delusion produces a set of interrelated causes and conditions which, an ignorance of non-self and emptiness produces a set of causes and conditions which leads to delusion. So in order to, this delusion, this confusion or delusion is not produced by one cause or one condition only. There are many different causes and conditions coming together producing our delusion. But when one is able to realize non-self and emptiness, the delusion will no longer manifest. There will no longer be any more delusion. Why? Because the causes and conditions producing it will have been destroyed. So, if one knows non-self, if one understands non-self and emptiness, then this will give rise to the intelligence or the prajna, the knowledge, knowledge of non-self and emptiness, and through the knowledge of non-self and emptiness, the causes and conditions are generated for pure vision manifesting. So through the knowledge of non-self and emptiness, pure vision is able to manifest.
Tene te se na dambu chu la tu pa sampa gomba tu san gondom se pa te tene tende zambu kya ya la ka che mo.
And that's why
tende te na.
And that's why it one listens to the Dharma teachings and reflects over them and meditates because that produces a good set of conditions which work together in the proper way for one's practice. And the basis and the root for the manifestation of all auspicious causes and conditions is the basic nature of mind, the clear light, Buddha nature. So the root or basis from which the manifestation of all positive causes and conditions rises.
The
So to try to understand this term interrelated or interrelation better, we just take out the term interrelation and look at that term. How can we understand it better? We can take a simple example like your eye seeing some form. In order for your eye to see the form, there must be a form out there to be seen. And that form is produced by a whole series of causes and conditions. A single cause and condition is not enough to produce it. There is a whole network producing the form that is seen. The same thing goes for the eye which is seeing it. You have to have an eye organ which is not impaired, or it's not lacking in anything, it's functioning properly. And in order for the eye organ to be there and to function properly, many causes and conditions have to work together interrelatedly for the eye organ to function properly. But just to have the form and the eye organ is not enough. You won't be able to see a form if it's only those two. A space is also needed in between, an empty space. Even that is not enough. There's also, one also needs the mind, which is examining, or is actually engaging in the process of being aware that it is seeing something. And that mind, which is aware of seeing, is also depends on an interrelated network of causes and conditions in order to function. So we can see that when it comes to interrelation, it's an extremely complicated subject where the focal condition in the form of the outer object seeing is produced through interrelation, and the the intermediate condition in the form of the eye organ is produced in the same way through a network of processes, and the space in between has to be clear, that is to say, there has to be a space there which has no form to it in order for form to be seen. And also the mind must be linked up with the whole process in order for any sort of consciousness to take place. Interdependence tini tek kanga sang tendra sangma yore tini
tendre la ra le pare tendre la yan tendre ko re tendre mai me chu chi la yo ma
no
ti se na chu tam je tendre la ra
so there is not a single phenomenon anywhere which is not produced through a series of interrelated causes and conditions. So we can say all phenomena are a product of interrelation.
Lapi yoba mandava latina, yoba kaki latina, then it ten yoga nawa, yapo, yagre, lapi yoba kaki latina, ten yoga nawa, dukyanda, yagre, yoba mandava latina, ten yoga nawa, nato yagre, then I would ten yoga nawa, nato yavati, lapi jochik the raleba mari, chinchik the raleba mari, jochin tender, hajan soba la raleba, then you are there. Lapa yoba rere la jujin gogre, jujin rere la jujin gogre, this end of the name yoba tante, lapa yoba tante, jujin la ra lebare, jujin la ra malebe, then yoba yoma. Then the way up for some, then it ten yonga yoba de yapohako.
Similarly, we can take the case of our hand. So we have this hand with five fingers. And the hand is able to move. And there are some... the movement of the hand is dependent on interrelated causes and conditions. And each of the condition, each of the causes and conditions, again, is dependent on other causes and conditions. And through this whole collection of causes and conditions, the hand is able to move, and then this movement of the hand also produces other causes and conditions. For example, there's some movements of the hand which produce the appearance of an interrelated set of causes and conditions that are negative in character. For example, when and there are other movements of the hand which produce a set of causes and conditions which are very pleasant and positive. So if one can understand how the whole process of interrelation of causes and conditions works with your hand, then you'll understand this principle or this law of interrelation well.
Tepa semji yoga, hirabji yoga, zunduji yoga, sambata ninji yoga la sopati, tene rangda yin la pimpa semji yosore, tende dinawari. Te yin de yin sui sem, nui sem, nui sem, ngaja, thado la sopa, namtoka yoga te, nempa yosore, rangda yin la nupa yoga yungare. Te yin de, ta rang naju, lapa yoga yin de, Semji yoga zangpo ta, semji yoga ngenpa mandrava, na sopa te yung jujin tende sopa la ra lepa re. Jo chik ta, jin chik la ra lepa ma re, jujin tende sopa na wa sik re. Ten rabo semna zangpo yoga ta ngenpa yoga ta so, ten yung cho tang la ra lepa re ma to, chik la ra lepa ma re, chik la nipa yo ma re, jujin tende sopa wa re. Ten rabo la ten yung na wa sik re. Semji tende ji yoga.
And just as
the yoga member Naja and Tado, the Kundu yoga, Semji yoga member Yona, Luji yoga young, Tini, Namba Chavi, they intended to Semji tended. Semji yoga the Deba, the Ninji, the Sambal Lazo, the yoga Yapu Yona, Luji yoga young, Yapu, the Zangu Chagre, then I was on what they do the Semji tended. Send
Song, a song about the profound the profound principle of interrelation. So, the fact that we all come together now in this shrine room and are practicing the Dharma is listen to Dharma. It's not that we just suddenly all happen to meet here and start listening to Dharma. It's not that coincidental. It's not a coincidence. It's something which, in order for it to happen at all, requires a background in earlier lives through which we produced a network of causes which are still functioning and making it possible to meet now and listen to Dharma. So that completes a brief explanation of the way in which all phenomena are an appearance or a set of appearances due to interrelation.
I to właśnie konkluduje krótkie wyjaśnienie tego, że
So now we should meditate for some time, and we should meditate on how it is that all phenomena depend on each other in an interrelated way. So one should, in this meditation, one should analyze how is it that all of these phenomena fit together and are interrelated.